You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Till some people just lost without Jesus. I ain't hear nobody. You can't apply for a job unless you know how to email and all that other mess. What they gonna do about the people, just common people? Somebody talk to me. And we're intimidated by these people all on their phone. They do it up in here. I let you go on and break up your whole neck, because when God gets your attention, you ain't checking that phone like that unless you're looking for a job or somebody to send you some money. Yes. It's all right if we keep it real. My God, just text all over you. I ain't hear nobody. I told him I don't have no email. You don't? No, I don't. It'll keep me out of your business and you out of mine. Ain't that good? You can be electronic smart if you want. That's good. I ain't knocking you going to do it. When I need some service, I ask you nicely, will you do it for me? And if you say no, I ask the next person. What's wrong with the baby? She have some problem. Oh, she getting managed. That's what it is. Yes, sir. These children don't stay babies long. I'm not trying to keep you long, but I'm grateful to God today that He's sent His only Son down here to a sinful world to rectify. We don't have to still sin Him. He done sent us His best, His only Son. He give us our best, and that ain't enough for us. You hear me? We get the greedy and get the scratch, and it want more and more and more, and then we end up with nothing. Because if we don't have Jesus, we ain't got nothing. Then we want us to think that we are so pitiful, outcast, and nobody loves us. That's the best place to be, where you can define how much Jesus loves us. Because some people just mess you up. They come by bragging, they got a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, a new car, a new house, and you ain't down on Pete Rose Street. What that? Ain't nothing happening. And you looking all pitiful and ugly. No, I'm going to tighten it up there and get my praise on. You can go out there to that mall and ask God to not let you steal nothing. You ain't got no money. Just look at them people's stuff and leave it there and say, I enjoy being out. Amen. Amen. We got an excuse. I just couldn't help from stealing. No, you ask God to keep your hand from getting them people's stuff. They watching everybody now, and that's just not some folks. I ain't hearing nobody. Sometimes it's good to just get away. Just do something different. Because the enemy love for to be able to define where you're going to be at all the time. And you don't have to be wanting to do no work. I ain't say I'm so work ethic. But I want to be a move around, movable. So the enemy won't jump, slap, kick me, and I have to start all over again. Sometimes you can't start because you can't get connected. Amen. And it's okay if you think you can shut it off and turn it back on when you want to. I ain't mad at you, because I've been a fool for a whole lot of stuff. I ain't getting this old with this beautiful white hair for nothing. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Why tell somebody? I've been a fool in my own right. That's right. Cute and right. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful to God today that I really stopped caring about what folks say about me, so I just won't tell the truth. You know, I was talking about the guy who quit me. Some people don't quit y'all in here, too. I'm going to tell it. You try to get them back, and they didn't care in the first place. Hey, that's cute. Can you relate to me, Brother Akbar? You know, you fine and all that, but some kick your butt to the curl, too, then. Yeah. I don't care how you think you got together, somebody made a fool out of you. I even created me a new switch, and he still didn't want me. Oh, Jesus, it's a hard thing to work on yourself and you ain't doing yourself no good. Well, today I'm not going to try to make nobody mad if you ain't already mad. But if you're already mad, I'm sorry. Ain't God good? People walk around mad and think they're doing somebody a favor. Oh, God, you ain't doing nothing but messing up your blessing. Oh, I ain't hearing nobody. You know, when married couples get mad with each other, they smack mad a week or two. Sometimes it go into 3 weeks. If you got it real bad, months. Oh, you hear me? Just and when the old devil make you think you done made up, something bigger come. You got to start all over not speaking to that sucker again. Oh, you hear me? I know y'all had good marriage, so y'all don't have to be laughing at me. I'm so tired of people telling lies. You hear me? Then you get equipped, they ain't going to do it again. If they don't do it, you do it. So that's the spirit. Amen. But you learn from all them things that make us stop wanting to be a fool. Amen. But I'm grateful today. If you would come with me to the book of Luke, the 17th chapter. And I don't like to talk about things that people don't like for you to talk about, but if you have a fear of God, you want to talk about what he tell you to talk about. And whoever get mad and don't digest it, that's their business. Oh, glory to God. Before I came to be pastor, I had a problem with boyfriending. And the Lord sent me to a church where the pastor always talk about boyfriending sinning. I said, Lord, that was, I think the pastor talking about me. But guess what it did for me? It made me start seeing myself. And sometimes we don't want to see ourselves. Because we think self won't hurt self. But some things we want do hurt ourselves. And I began to say, my God. But when you want God to make you better, you begin to allow your spirit to be opened up to the Holy Spirit. And it will give you choice. And he give us a choice. Do we really want him or do we want to fake it with him? When we fake it, we want what we want. And ain't nobody going to tell me, ain't going to get it. But see, he'll allow us to run for a long while. Some look like they run and they done got away. But none of us get away from the power of Almighty God. I'd rather for him to chastise me on this side than I don't make it on the other side. I'd rather for him to chastise me on this side. Because, see, people value and they look at you on the things that you have accomplished. They want you to know, everybody wants you to know they done went to school. That don't make us real smart. Ain't nobody have to talk to me. That we done robbed and we done made over here. That's a setup. I ain't hear nobody. Sometimes we pick up things that we think is good for us, but they is a hindrance for us. We pick up some habits that we don't want nobody to know nothing about. Somebody talk to me today. And we get caught up in some lying situation and we don't want nobody to know we liars. Ooh, God. But God is so good to you and I that he keep on giving us an opportunity not to see other people. See, the hour is now. God allows us to run along, point our finger at other people long enough. Now it's time for us to see ourselves. Amen. You can be in the house with individual and you can see them and don't see yourself. You still messed up. So the enemy done set us real up real good. But God wants to come and meet us. So he can bring us down so we can let him pick us up. And when he pick us up, sometimes it's by you ain't got no choice in the matter. Because some things he allowed to be no more and you can't reach it and you can't get it. Amen. Somebody talk to me today. So I'm grateful to him that he's still working on me. I don't know about you. Every day is a challenge today to see do you want to trust God today or whether you want to trust in your ability. Yes. I ain't hear nobody. But it will be a plus. That if we will learn the essence of obedience to the word of God. See, everybody like prophecy on a term that I'm going to get it now. That I don't have to do nothing to line up to get it. Amen. Somebody talk to me in the house. If somebody say you're going to give you a Lamborghini and you know you ain't got Lamborghini money, you'll tap all these chairs. And no, you can't even go out there on the lot and tell them, talk about one. They said, what is that? You don't know whether somebody told them to get a Lamborghini. But when God can line us up, and that take him messing with ourselves. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. I would have never, ever thought that I would come to be this crazy, Sister Carolyn, because I had it going on. That's how the devil got us set up. Amen. I critique everything I said and done, too. I wanted you to know that I know how to set up a table. But I tell you one thing, when you get a table and you ain't got no food to put on it, it don't matter whether you know how to set it up. It's already my toe rim. You forget about all the expertise that you learned for showmanship. I would just love to have a fried chicken over here. Oh, you hear me? Some mashed potatoes, a few greens, and some cornbread. I'd do a hand with the hand. But until you get there, it matters because you don't believe it is so. Well, that's enough of me talking about me. Everything I try to not make people mad about, I'm talking about me. And since, you know, it's just impossible for you to act the fool like I did. And sometime the enemy will set you up and say, you know that would never happen to you, and it right around the corner happened to you. But I give God praise for... He tried to teach us how that we can become that person that he can entrust with his gospel. And it is all about Jesus Christ. If you find any other reason to want to be saved, something will happen in your head. Being saved is to represent him. And it ain't about your clothes or tire. Amen. It ain't about how excellent a speaker you are. Amen. And it ain't about how you talk. Because a lot of people talk a lot of stuff and it just talk. Amen. But I want to watch your walk. Because he'll send some devils and demons at you. I ain't hear nobody. Somebody talk to me. Amen. To test you. Yes, to see can they allow you to flunk him. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. There were some people I was going to beat up before I got really good and saved. I want to go further. I'm going to put the pistol to them. Because I thought they did something to me. But if you let God have you, he'll allow you to forget about what you thought somebody did to you. There's a woman who used to call me and just harass me. And I asked, I said, won't you meet me? No. When I need to talk to you again, I call you. That's totally torture. And what is it doing? It's building you up to explode you. I'd be in the workplace and this woman would call me. I was thinking, God, how this lady found me? I don't know who she is. And I mean, she'll put the whip down on me that things will bring a sore inside of me. And I become to be so hateful and nasty. A time bomb waiting to get her. Don't know what the spirit is. Somebody tell me. But has there been a spirit release with your name to see what you're going to do? I cried many nights because I wanted to get her back. I went crying out for my soul. Somebody hear me today. But if I can find, it's going to be a glad day for me and a sad day for her. So I went on and on. But you better be very careful what you ask God to do for you. I said, God, if I can find this woman, who she is, keep nagging me like this. It came. Not right away, but as you keep on feasting on it, it'll come to you to see what you're going to do. But I'm so grateful that God had his hands on me before I was going to do some harm to somebody else. When I finally found the woman, she was a Caucasian woman, but she talked like a sister. I was still messed up, Pastor, because I didn't know. She would just call me and harass me. And by this time, I was passing over boiling and hateful, and you didn't want to step to me because it wasn't nice. You don't care what you do when somebody done mess you up. You don't care who you hurt, you hear me? It might seem like I ain't preaching today, but I am. And you can walk around with that vindictive spirit, you're going to get somebody back and it'll destroy you. Oh, they're in the church house just well as in our house. Because you believe that somebody done did you wrong. Can't nobody tell you you weren't bothering that person and they just took it among themselves to bother you. And we go through this get your back syndrome. Mm-hmm. You hating the people around you look like they helped them to do you this. And you go to people and they tell you lies, they didn't do nothing. And they their first head rang in doing that. Somebody talk to me in the house. So down through the years, it didn't slack up maybe over a year. So when I was waiting to get the information I needed. So this person brought it to a family member to me, told me where the lady lived. Mm-hmm. And said, promise me that you won't do nothing to the lady and tell nobody I told you. As a liar as we are, I said, I won't tell nobody. Couldn't hardly get my stuff in my car where I can go handle it. So when I went there to have, I thought, my business. Because we take the things God allowed to be our business. Anybody follow me? But when God done gave us opportunity to come to him willingly, he'll have you to come by force. And you can fault anybody you want to. You can't fault nobody but yourself. God has done mighty things for me before I got in that transition and situation. Because God had healed me. He had delivered me from many things, sickness and all of that, provided for us. And yet still, that's not enough for us. We're going to have to go show somebody, you ain't going to treat me any kind of way. It's in the house. What have somebody done to you that God can't heal and deliver you from? But we want to handle our own selves. We want to be the head when in charge. I show you don't mess with me. So, to eliminate the story, when I got there, to pop a cap in her, I say, I'm here now. Mm-hmm. It's on now. And I tortured this woman just like she tortured me. But see, I wasn't afraid of her. I didn't know her. But she was afraid of me when she got to know me. See the difference? You better be very careful with who you mess with. Unless God don't allow somebody gonna be up out of here. And it only cause of foolishness. We hating people. Ain't done nothing to us. And you ask why. You don't even know the answer. You just think. And you assume they hate you. Ain't done nothing to you. Sometimes people try to be nice to you. And they your worst enemy. But God still is God. And reason I praise him so. The jailhouse ain't too big or too little for nobody. And the graveyard will hold everybody. I'm grateful to him that he loved me enough. But the healing don't come when you get somebody back. I show them you don't mess with me. The healing come when you invite him in. And he'll take it out and erase it and it don't come back no more. Oh, there's some people up in here still got game to get you back. But God wants to show each one of us that he is everything we stand in need of. Some still don't think it, but that's your business. And this woman had to move because she know she done messed up. Just like she harassed me, I come to her. You think people scared of you? Don't even get down like that, because some people come and get you. And it don't have to be another man on a man. It'll be a woman up in the air. Somebody help me today. And I look back, all God had brought me out of. I was nasty on the inside because we make ourselves nasty for what we think people have done to us. You heard what I said, think. So are you thinking, so are you. How can God give us his best? And how can he give us his blessing when you messed up on the inside? You can go to sleep if you don't want to hear this, but it might be right around the corner. He's an all-knowing God. And he ain't gonna never make no mistake because we think it's supposed to be our way. Holding stuff on the inside of you. It's the worst demonic cancer and demon that you can get a hold to. It will destroy you literally before your eyes. Sickness come up on you when you're looking like you're 95 and they even got close to there. And we do undercover things of people and think we done got away. In that situation, after I didn't have the opportunity to kill her, the Lord told me to go and repent to the person who started it. And I did that. And I'm grateful today. And I had made up my mind. If anybody else come to me like that, one of us going to be a downer and a goner. But when you let God in, he'll take you from there. Well, I ain't hear nobody. He'll teach you how to take something so he can give you something. He'll show you I am the healer, don't matter what nobody say. Because more you present yourself to him, the less it hurt and the less you want to get him back. He don't have to do anything. He don't have to take it out. He take it out. And whoever sells the liar that, no, you tell the lie. You don't want him to get it out. Because it hold you in a proper place. I didn't say it didn't hurt me. Hurt will come on you hurting other people. We want so much from God, but we don't want God to heal us so he can show us he can give you more. What is the purpose of keep on getting married and you ain't got delivered from the last one? And I'm talking about me. Because the next one, he might have put me to sleep, but I put him to sleep if I kept thinking about what I went through. Somebody hear me. You can't cover it up because it'll seek out sooner or later. I said, God, I messed up. And we go to point fingers at people. Ain't nobody messed us up. We messed ourselves up. But we want to fault everybody else. This ain't no good message, but it's a healing one. It's to uncover ourselves and stop being a liar and a pretender. Actors ain't doing good in Hollywood now because ain't nobody getting together. You can act like everything all right and you're a liar. I want him to make it all right. So I can represent him. Well, we ain't telling what God has done for us because we don't believe he done nothing. We did it ourselves. And I'm going to get back to the marriage. You can't be productive in the next marriage till you get rid of the last one. In a relationship either. Because they're going to bring something that you were not aware of or that you didn't think they was going to do. But he's a mighty God. I told him I want him to make me better. Don't worry about whether the marriage is going right. Make me better. Yes. That he can see my sincerity. Yes. My commitment. Yes, to show proof that he's Lord. at first in my life. We ain't going to heaven because we smart. Amen. And whoever told you that, including ourselves, it still ain't going to work. Amen. We got to get in touch with him and let him do the manifestation. Amen. That only he can do. Yes. And only he can deliver. And ain't nobody going to tell me nobody else can do it. And I'm sure it's more than me been through a whole lot over here, but I want to tell the truth, not tell a lie. Amen. Only God can keep you going forward, because something else going to come. Amen. And it's going to activate the same thing to see that you believe that he is the healer. Yes. Get cute on yourself when God will heal you from a situation and you say, Dr. Joe Blow did it. And you get beside yourself and it come back out, Dr. Blow Joe might be dead by this time, what you going to do? I got to hold fast. He's my healer. And this ain't about feeling it, but I believe it. I bless him this morning. We right here saying safe in ourselves. We ain't safe unless we in his care. I bless him today. We want to go back from old parables, religions, and tradition. It'll kill anybody if you don't be careful. Self-righteous. Holy, it ain't enough. He is more than enough. Let me get to the word, because some people bored already. Some don't even know where I'm coming from. I'm coming out of realness, and some people can't get that. Fakeness, we like to get down on fake street. Fake it like I done made it. I want somebody to see this Jesus. I don't care how you don't like me. It ain't about me. I want you to see the Jesus. Because me, I act a fool in a minute just like you. I want you to see this Jesus, that I want him to show proof that it's his and not mine. I give him praise today. Give me a little music before I get to the word. I give him praise. Anybody can praise him with me. The enemy don't want you to praise him when he says not you. But I give him authority. It is. It might not feel like you, might not look like, but I say you are greater. You are mightier. And you want to show me how much you really love me. I bless your name. In my day, when you got a boyfriend, the only thing you about had to give him was some sex. And that's all he wanted anyway. And leave you with another little baby. And he done tipped on down at a Sister Geraldine place. Don't know you anymore. But you gave him all that you had. I ain't hear nobody. I give him praise in the house. We don't want to talk about sex in the house of God. That's what's going on up in there. How you think all these people got here that ain't got it from chewing gum and looking at each other? I'm so sick and tired of church folks so holy can't get delivered. Sex is keeping people mind on sex and not on Jesus. I would like to have me a raw one today. Won't you get a cooked one and it won't mess you up so? That's enough. It's okay if you don't like me for telling the truth, but I'm gonna keep telling it, and you keep on messing with the truth, it'll come and get you. I don't understand why we can't talk about the things that keep us messed up. Yes. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm finna get to the word. We're going home today. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all. I got tired of being religious and tradition. It didn't do me too good. I just got through partying Saturday night and running behind somebody. Man, he wasn't mine. Don't worry about it. You too. Telling lies. You know.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is GodsPropheticOutreachMinistry.com.